Cord Killers, the full experience, where we tour some of TV history's greatest shows, talking about the first, the ultimate, the lowest rated, and the last episode, to get a cross-section that just tells you what the soul of the TV show is. I'm Tom Merritt. He's Brian Brushwood.
Hey, man, this is the first time that we've transgressed a time-based boundary.
Oh, right. This is so we're watching Battlestar Galactica. This week is the lowest episode. It is season 2, episode 14, Black Market. So lowest ranked according to IMDb. So not lowest rated TV ratings, but lowest ranked with IMDb ratings. And it takes place the season before the ultimate episode, which we watched last time, Crossroads Part 2, Season 3, Episode 20. So let's start there. I didn't like that. I had to keep reminding myself that the stuff I just watched hadn't happened yet.
Oh, my God.
It sort of bugged me. I didn't think it would.
Exact opposite. I loved it. I loved knowing that Lee was later going to defend Gaius Baltar. I love that Gaius Baltar had not been found out as a scoundrel and a weasel in the whole thing, and him being called the vice president. In fact, can we bring Amos in here? Amos, what was it like for you to, as somebody who hasn't watched the entire show, to kind of come in and see these out of order?
Well, Brian, I'm in the bathroom right now, so I can't really answer that question. No, I don't know if that's where he is, but he's not stepping.
He'll eventually show up. That's fine. Yeah. He's busy fighting crime. But I rather dug it. And to be honest, the real star of the show is Bill Duke. Do you remember who Bill Duke is?
No, I do not. Who is Bill Duke?
Bill Duke was the ringmaster of the Black Market. On that pleasure ship or whatever. And they did a fine enough job. It was a little bit ham-handed to explain to us that Leodama just was paying for comfort, you know, in the chaos of war from a lady of the night and so on.
With Siobhan, right. You sort of like, they were like, is it, first you thought it was just somebody he was seeing. Then the money changed hands, but they sort of are like, oh, is the money changed hands because she needs it? But they're really, you know, a couple. Or did they start with the money, but it's growing into a couple? And then by the end of the episode, you're like, nope, Siobhan is like, dude, I'm a fantasy fulfiller. You needed a fantasy fulfilled. I fulfilled it. That's all this was.
Okay, so the guy in charge of the entire black market, big, physically imposing,
a
black guy named, it's the actor Bill Duke. Do you remember where you've seen him before?
No, I do not.
Predator.
I haven't seen Predator.
You haven't seen Predator?
I mean, I don't remember anything about Predator, put it that way, so I'm not surprised.
You know what? We talked about doing just a movie as a break in between the full experience. Maybe we'll do Predator. I don't know. But I looked him up. He's a director, an actor, an incredible figure. He was born in 1942, which means...
Oh, that's when my mom was born.
Right? That means that's how old he was when he was performing this in the late 2000s. He's fantastic. I thought that there was maybe 15 minutes of fat that could be trimmed from this episode, but one of my favorite things about the full experience is how often we're encountering things that are supposed to be the quote-unquote worst of the series, and I'm like, well, I don't know, it just seems to me like it wasn't about the part that you wanted to hear more about.
Yeah.
It was a side jag.
11 minutes in, I did not see why this was the worst. The stuff with Siobhan, especially the flashbacks to Leodama's, you know, love interest from Caprica, were a little melodramatic, is the worst I could say about it.
Yeah, because he was dressed like a character from Beverly Hills 902.
Yeah, right, right. But it's a pretty complex plot. It's that classic Battlestar Galactica weaving of like, what is the line between right and wrong, especially when Ty gets busted and he's like, I haven't done anything that anyone else on this ship hasn't done. And I'm sitting there thinking, right, he doesn't know he's a Cylon yet. That cognitive load just kept bugging me of like, oh, I have to remind myself. I have to think about the fact that the things I saw you haven't happened. I did not like that, Brian. I really did not like that. And I was shocked how much it bugged me to have to think about it. Right. That said, love that moment where Ty's just like, yeah, of course I did black market stuff. We all do black market stuff. Come on. Like, what I did isn't wrong. What are you going to bust me? That'd be ridiculous. It'd be bad for the fleet. It would be bad for the survival of the humanity. And then you have the president who's trying to be idealistic. And that reminded me, having seen the entire run, that she goes on a journey of being, you know, thrust into a position that she did not want, having to grapple with the power, trying to be idealistic about the use of the power, realizing slowly practicalities. And this is one of the first lessons in practicality that she has to learn, which is, no, the black market is wrong, but what are you going to do? You know, like, you it would be just as dangerous to stomp it out as to figure out how to deal with it. And Leah Dama is the character who figures out how to deal with it.
Yeah, I believe many economists would define what the solution was to repurpose the black market to a gray market. Because, like,
sure, yeah, harness it, right, would be the ideal.
Right. Well, but also, like, a gray market, like, they still had rules and stuff, so it's just kind of a, you know, a tougher to access market. But meanwhile, it's like, those pedophiles that were obliquely referred to aren't going to stop wanting to molest children, you know? So really, like, despite the fact that they had a simple end to the narrative of what, and there were no more pedophiles on the fleet.
Yeah, no, like, that's a good point. Yeah, but I also, you know, found it pretty, and maybe that's one of the reasons this gets lower rated, is that you don't solve that problem and Leah Dama commits murder, right? I think a lot of people didn't like that. They didn't like that Adama's son did shoot the ringleader.
You know what? That may be, maybe I was primed to be okay with that because the last episode that we saw, the one that happens in the future, right, is where he owns that kind of behavior. He's like, mm-hmm, we're not a nation, we're a gang, you know? And it's like, I've done terrible things. I'm like, hey, that's one of those terrible things that he said.
Definitely have done terrible things. There it is. Yeah, exactly. I did remember liking that scene the first time I saw it because at that point in television history, it was rare on television, in movies you saw it, but on television, for the, you won't shoot me, you're not that kind of guy, to get shot, right? That is a character defining moment of, no, man, you got me wrong. I will shoot. And he did.
And it wasn't in a Vic Mackey, the Shield kind of way where, right, it's like he's an anti-hero, but we're kind of rooting for him anyway. It was like, no, you're the hero. You're more pure than your own father, you know?
Yeah. And you have justified why this person must die. And you know that while there is a court that you will someday take a strong part in, that is not justice in this case, in Leah Dama's opinion. And we could argue whether he's right or not. Like, maybe this person should have been brought to justice. It could be argued that it is morally wrong to have carried out a death sentence on him unilaterally. But
I will offer a mirror image of your take of, like, I found every action that Gaius Baltar is one of the most interesting characters in the series to me. Because he's on the fringes of almost being at redemption at any point, but yet keeps screwing it up for himself. Whereas, like, the president, it's pretty clear, you know, what her morals are. You know, her character, Diamond, is established. Same for Admiral Adama. You know, same to an extent for, you know, Lee's trying to figure his stuff out. But Gaius Baltar is a wild card, man. He's Pan. He's all over the map. And knowing that he's just now entering politics and knowing where it ends up made it so much more delicious to watch him, like, kind of accept the call to adventure of being a politician.
Yeah. It served as a flashback in a way for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. No, I get that. Also, we get introduced and then say goodbye, to the other, admiral,
what's his name? The name was
Fisk.
Yes.
He's a commander, yes. I guess.
Sure. Almost certainly inspired by Wilson Fisk, a kind of a douchebag kingpin of Hell's Kitchen in the Marvel Universe. Now, keep in mind, for those of you who have not watched the entire series, just five episodes prior, out of nowhere, this show called Battlestar Galactica suddenly has a cooler, bigger brother Battlestar show up, the Pegasus. And you see it show up and you think to yourself, well, I'm familiar with these kind of serialized shows. I know for a fact that there's no way that we can have nice things. So I'm certain it's going to blow up. Instead, it's like, no, what if we just had two Battlestars and we were awesome? And then this was the episode where it's like, and what if we got rid of the dirtbag commander of the other one? And if, what if, oh, I don't know, I believe Lee takes over the Pegasus at some point, or I don't know if it's Lee or Hilo or who, but whatever. There's two Battlestars, and they're like, yeah, we have two Battlestars now. We're really cool. And I was like, who does that? That was amazing.
Yeah. And they made it work. And they kept losing commanders. They make a reference in this episode of like, this is their third commander in how many days or something. So it's almost a cursed position at this point in the story. We also got our only appearance so far from Richard Hatch, Apollo from the original Battlestar Galactica, playing the sort of morally ambiguous, like, oh, yeah, I don't touch the black market. I benefit from the black market. And you're not going to draw me in into being pulled into this.
I believe he does show up. He has a whole episode dedicated to him in season one, where he's a political prisoner that is freed and then makes it to the city council. And it's like, oh, my God, one of these. Am I right? Rest in peace, Richard Hatch. It was really a treat to get to meet him at Dragon Con back in the day. But for those of you who don't know, he was Apollo in the original Battlestar 1975 series or whenever.
79, 80, around there.
Late 70s series. As a matter of fact, he cared so much about the universe, he's written multiple books set in the Battlestar Galactica universe. It was really a treat to give him a cameo role that would show up from time to time.
This was the moment where the people craved a lot, which was, I want to see Apollo talk to Apollo. I want to see Leah Dama talk to Richard Hatch.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Yeah. Maybe Amos would like to join us now, because I do think he is back. So Amos, if you are available to turn on your camera, Brian has a question for you.
Oh, I was wondering, Tom was not a fan of the out of order experience. I was a fan, because like knowing where things ended up with, you know, Leah Dama defending Gaius Baltar for being a terrible politician, like this is the episode where we see him accepting the call to adventure as a politician. What was it like for you kind of being on the outside, not having seen the whole series?
It took me about half an episode just to understand where I was in the process. By the end of it, I kind of, I had put the things together to make the connections that you were talking about, you know, with the vice president and with Leah Dama, and kind of putting those together with the trial from the last time we watched it and things like that. It was a little weird, but it did provide a different type of insight into the episode, and like gave me a little backstory to something that I knew from later on, without getting too much into it. So it was interesting.
All right. I think we need to hear from the audience on this. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Do you not care? Do you have a preference? We're still making the rules for the full experience as we go along.
Yeah. If you guys are chickens, we could do the flalolol.
Yes. Are you team full or team fluel? Let us know. Yeah. Feedback. Yeah. cornkillers@gmail.com. Thank you. That is fantastic. Any other thoughts on Battlestar Galactica before we wrap it up? Black Market.
I do have one very, very minor note. I actually poked around and did research to find out if it was shot on film or shot on digital. It was shot on digital, but you could see very, very prominently film grain video artifacts. This is the same trick that later on Mass Effect would do for all of their in the video game. There would be cinematic sequences, and they would always like just overlay the artifacts of film grain on there to make it feel more cinematic. And it's kind of weird because in Battlestar Galactica, there are times where there are both video artifacts and film audio artifacts, which I'm like, what are you guys even doing? What is this? I don't understand. But at the time, it made it feel cool. It was of a time. Let me just say that.
Oh, one last note that I forgot about. This is the first time I noticed the, you know, the Cylons. There are many models. They have a plan in the open. You don't get that in the first episode. I don't think, but I don't think we got it in the season 3 episode, or at least if we did, I missed it.
Yeah, you know why? Because they realized that they didn't have a plan. Well, by the way, one last thing. Like, when these were coming out week over week, I would listen to, they would release on the podcast, the actual writer's room meetings. And so in the opening previously on, you hear, anyway, the president used to have cancer, but whatever, Boomer's baby, something, something cures cancer. And I'm like, well, that was interesting. Cylon blood cures cancer, I guess. And then I listened to the writer's room reading, and they were very clearly like, all right, so we're doing the stem cells thing about the fetus, and we want to raise that ethical conundrum. Like, there was no guile, no subtlety, no anything to any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. All right, so that is season 2, episode 14, Black Market, the lowest that Battlestar got. If that's the lowest, hey, bad. Well done, Battlestar Galactica. We will finish up the full experience next week with the finale, the last episode of Battlestar Galactica. It was a 3-part finale, and we are going to jump like a Battlestar spinning up its FTL right to episode 21 of season 4, Daybreak Part 3. So watch parts 1 and 2 if you wish on your own cognizance, but we are going to discuss Daybreak Part 3 as the last episode next week. If you are a patron, keep an ear out for After Talk. Not only are we doing spoiler in time on Hacks, but we are also going to talk about what our next full experience should be. So get that at patreon.com/cordkillers. And I hope you're full is how I'm going to end this one. We'll figure that out. Or flu.